Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here this morning. Appreciate you tuning in today. My guest across the way is Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. How you doing this morning, Keith?
Good morning. It's awful nice outside. I think we should take it on the road. Want to go on the road?
I love the thought. Where do you want to go?
Are we allowed to do that?
I got some equipment issues. Oh. Actually, we probably could.
Okay.
To tell you the truth.
Maybe we should try that.
I bet you we could do this from a moving vehicle.
We can go on a tour.
Because, now that you mention it, that's a great idea.
A 3-hour tour.
I love the thought. I love the thought. Although usually my tours have different things involved. But
this would be a regular scheduled tour.
A regularly scheduled tour. There you go. No, that's the thing. With my equipment, I probably could because we're using cell towers as opposed to
technology.
Well, it's not. Yeah, I guess it is. It's how we do it. We use Skype. And do you know anybody who uses Skype going down the road when they like making their phone calls or something? Because it takes a little bit. You kind of have to be locked into an internet as opposed to a cellular.
I've kind of stepped away. I don't know anybody that does Skype.
Really?
Yeah,
I do.
Do you?
Well, just on the our stuff.
There you go.
We don't use pictures anymore, though. We never have used face.
Well, that's good.
Skyping with the face. Why do people get in trouble with that?
I don't know. I just
You scare me to death, Keith.
You seem like a radio personality.
You scare me to death.
Flip-flops and... Oh, never mind.
No, thanks. Yeah, I'm not. I got to tell you, you'll never see me wearing flip-flops. That ain't happening. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief of Police Keith Cocklazer, you're here. Now he's got me all confused. I'd love to do that. I would mention to Lynn, by the way, did you get the training finished? First 2 weeks of the month?
I do apologize. They got overbooked and we had to ship it back early.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, that's a shame.
So I do apologize.
How much time did you end up, where you folks ended up able
we
to
had
use
it for a week.
Let's explain to people what we're talking about.
That would be the firearms training simulator.
Is it called FAST or something?
FATS.
Yep. This firearms training simulator. Last time you were here, we talked about it and the use of it. Does the week give you? Did it give your trainer enough time to get everybody in there to update their skills and that kind of thing?
Oh yeah, I paid him extra to come out on every shift.
Did you really?
That way he can get everybody.
See, now that's a requirement in it. I mean, is that a legal requirement or is it just a requirement for you guys to make sure your patrolmen are as well trained as possible?
The requirement just came out starting this year.
Really?
Use of force decision making. Before that, there was no requirement. We just did it on our own.
Yeah.
But the state law put in there certain requirements we have to have every 1, 3, and 5 years.
How often do you have to have the decision making training?
Yeah, it's every year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Same as the firearms.
Did they? The one I had seen this before. Do you often get new? Do you get new scenarios with this thing, or have they updated any of it? Because I mean, you don't want somebody looking at a 1970s thing and
or do the same thing every year.
Do the same thing every year.
What's going to happen?
Right.
I don't know how many. I guess you would call them trees. He can break it out of the ones he put me through was not the same ones as last year.
Oh, really?
So I don't know how many's loaded in the library. I just know it wasn't the same for me.
Since the law has now gone through for 2017 requiring the decision making training for police officers, and I presume is it just police officers or for firemen too and that kind of thing?
Just police.
Okay. Since the law has gone through, is that what caused the overbooking, you think, and they're
probably
trying to get the thing moved around?
Yeah, probably. I don't, you know, it, like I said, very very useful tool. You're not using ammunition, you're not spending a bunch of money, you're running electricity, and you can sit there as long as you want and go through as many things as you want.
Right. As long as you have your trainer,
right.
As long as you have your personnel trained to run the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Law enforcement's a strange animal. Until this year, the only mandate was firearms.
Firearm safety?
Every year. You know, qualifications. There was no mandated legal updates that you had to have. There was
really?
No constitutional law updates mandated. The only law enforcement mandate was go to the academy, pass the academy, pass your firearms every year, and that was it for the normal officer.
Is that right?
Whereas other professions, you know, you have to have certificates, continuing education, and all that.
That's what I was kind of figuring. You'd like, I mean, an accountant has to go back and has to have so many hours per year.
Yes. And I find that, well, the only qualifications we had to have is chief of police and assistant chief had to have 20 hours a year. That was the only thing on the books. Sounds strange, doesn't it?
You know,
I mean, you're dealing with, use of force, law.
In this day and age.
Search and seizures, you would think.
Especially, with the search and seizure requirements and that kind of thing, with changes in the last 40, 50 years, anyway.
And they could change yearly.
Yeah.
So.
Depending on case law.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing that there never was any, continuing edge for police officers. But that's the only two I can think of. Police chiefs, assistant chief, firearms every year. And then if you were a lead homicide investigator, every 5 years you had to have training.
Is that right?
But now they've instituted where all officers have to, which is, I think, is a great thing. We've always done it at the police department. So it's nothing new to us.
Right.
But it's mandated by law.
You said there were some 1 year, some 3 year, some 5 year. What are your 1 year presumably for the firearms remained in place?
Yes. You got legal updates, constitutional right law, and ethics.
Really? How often is that?
I think it's every two, I think. Cultural diversity is in there.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then... of course, lead homicide will stay and all that stuff.
Who does the training? Is this all through your thing in Carbondale, or are there new places that you have to go to receive training, or is it maybe something online?
Certified's got to be through the Illinois Training and Standards Board, so it's either got to be through something they've already approved,
mm-hmm.
or you can, if you find a class, you can present it to them to see if they will approve it.
Yeah,
but we heavily rely on the mobile training unit because
they
are a division of the Training Standards Board, so they know what we have to have.
Yeah.
But if you have one or two legal classes a year and that's it, you got to split your entire department and send them all.
Yeah.
Which puts a big burden.
Well, it makes it kind of tough. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have officers working all different shifts. Like for the past 3 years, we've done what's called a law enforcement training. A gentleman out of he's near Springfield. He used to be with the appellate court system, and he presents a case law for officers.
Oh, really?
And we've done that for 3 years. Every week, you get a case law that's recently decided, usually in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You review it. He asks you questions on it, and we've been using that for three plus years
through online or something. Yes. Emailed on that.
Yep.
Well, you see, now that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of keeps officers up to date with, like you said, new case law, new court decisions that sometimes takes a long time to get to Southern Illinois.
You've been doing this. You've been a officer / chief for the last 15 years.
Yeah, that'd be 18 in May.
18 now. Gosh, time flies.
Yeah.
How much difference are the constitutional rights and laws different now from, say, when you started in 1999?
Constitutional rights about the same. There's always back and forth on the search and seizure.
Yeah.
Whether you arrest somebody, if it's in the scope of the stop, if you can search that vehicle, that's kind of the part that changes.
That's where it changes. That changes all the time, doesn't it? Because then you have different. You're able to probable cause is determined in different ways. And then you figure out when you can bring out the dog and that kind of stuff, right?
You know, you get Supreme Court decisions, you get appellate court decisions, you get federal review decisions, kind of all waivers back and forth. And that's, justices, whoever may appoint them or who accept them or approve them.
Yeah.
It can sway it one way or the other. It could go what used to be unlawful. Can be changed just that quick.
Yeah.
So you always got to be
cognizant of that.
Be current of it.
Tell me a little bit. I'll ask you one other thing about these new regulations. I can only assume, since we don't have a budget, that this is an unfunded mandate.
No, this one's mandated.
Well, no, but it's unfunded. Is it funded? That's my question.
Yeah. The Training Standards Board is funded.
Oh, good.
So I mean, we're taking care of their. And we pay our dues. Everybody that's a member of this mobile training unit, we pay our dues.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say 90% of the classes are free to us.
Oh, is that right?
It doesn't matter how many officers we send.
Oh,
now,
that's good.
Now, there are certain classes, interview techniques, specialized classes that they will ask for a portion
sure.
of tuition.
Right.
But the majority of our classes, especially the mandated courses, are free to us with our one-year subscription.
This is interesting. We're talking about different schooling required for city police officers and that kind of thing. You mentioned interview techniques. Do you have? I know you've got investigators. I presume that Sergeant Titzer has
he's still an officer, Detective Titzer.
Detective Titzer. I presume him. Do you send all of your guys to if they're interested in it? Do all of them go through interview techniques or whatever other classes there are?
Yes, I've been trying to send everybody, especially all the new guys. I think because it's not just
interview techniques. You know, interview techniques are used in not just interviews.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that can be used in gathering information without even seeming like an interview. Right?
It doesn't have to be in the 8x8 room.
Right.
Interviewing's on the side of the road.
That's exactly.
Interviewing of witnesses. Interviewing of somebody that looks suspicious.
Somebody who just stood there next to a bystander.
Yeah. So there's different interview classes.
Yeah.
One where homicide is going to be different than
sure.
within the street officer communication.
Yeah, it's going to be a different technique to learn to sweat something out of somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm striving to do is get everybody. An example I'll give you is juvenile officers.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I think I have, including myself, I think 4 of the 6 are juvenile officers. I'm going to encourage or have everybody become a juvenile officer. That way, if we cannot find a parent or we need to speak with a kid, one officer can interview while the other one acts as the guardian,
right?
And step in that role.
Wow!
So just become well diversified.
You see, now that's hugely important to a small the yeah. diversification like that to a small department like yours is got to be incredibly important, isn't it?
Yeah. If one person gets sick, one person unfortunately gets hurt. We've got to fill shifts, and
yeah.
that person may have had a skill set that was not that he was. Very good at,
yeah,
and it's all of a sudden removed. Everybody else has got to pick up the slack.
That's fascinating.
So I want everybody to have the same skill sets
sure.
to
be able to do it.
Yep.
Talking with Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. We're going to talk about all kinds of other stuff when we return. Like I said, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Driver still is at a drive. Me and the boys me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. Don't raise questions about how it's done. We're just messing around having fun. The car can't shift it well up and down. Loud, but we love that sound. Me and the boys. Just me and the boys. Me and the boys. It ain't like us to hang around this town. The square just blew us down.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 9:29. It's 55 degrees here on a lovely Tuesday morning. My guest across the way is Fairfield Police Chief Keith Cocklazer. We've been talking about various different things and educational opportunities and requirements of his officers as well as him. I had a question somebody asked me to ask you about the Illinois domestic violence laws. It seems like they've changed a little bit over the years, haven't they? If not the laws, maybe the enforcement of them. Can you be a little, can you clear, enlighten me on that?
The enforcement has changed, especially in the Fairfield Police Department. Brad Winter introduced a, or provided us with an official policy. It's probably been 2011.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, domestic violence, very serious crime.
Yeah.
Several people are abused. Some people don't speak out. Especially when officers show up, they don't want to
Get somebody in trouble.
Right. But we take it very seriously. I believe there was a protocol in place in 2001, but don't hold me to the date. Basically, when we go to a scene and there's a complaint of domestic violence, of course, we separate the parties. We always attempt to have two officers. That way, safety concern for us.
Sure.
Domestics are very volatile situations.
Well, they can get that way, can't they?
Yes, especially, you know, there are people have weapons in the house, and every kitchen has a knife.
And they're already teed up and angry.
Yeah, like I said, we don't see people on their best day.
Yeah.
So we come in the situation cold when they've been fighting maybe for days.
Oh, really?
So you never know. Then maybe one trigger event started something. We separate people and like I said, we do the interview on scene to try to figure out what happened. If we can identify the primary aggressor and identify that there's an abuse or abuse pattern, we make an arrest.
Mm-hmm.
That protects
the victim.
And, it's very serious, and the state of Illinois does a good job. But we provide information to the victims for where they can receive shelter, how they can get order protection,
yeah.
Compensation if it ever goes to court, just a great big packet of information that we provide, and we're required to by law to give them that information.
It must be tremendously frustrating to have to be called back to the same kind of place or the same situation over and over and over again.
We've had that in the past. Unfortunately, you know, we were kind of behind times a little bit there, but you'd separate them and think everything was fine. You'd leave, and then 30 minutes, you're back.
Yeah.
But we have
a policy. I mean, I'm not talking night on the same night. I'm talking like months later or weeks later or something like that.
Yeah. Well, like I said, our policy been put in place, and it's actually, I believe it's working well.
Yeah,
we've seen some families have gotten help, and so.
See, now that's part of the deal. Part of the good part of this is that you said you provide phone numbers for counseling and that kind of thing, and that can help get a family back together, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we do have several houses that we know better than ours.
Oh, really?
That we go to, but also everybody has a bad day.
Yeah,
and you know, if you're cooped up in a house, wintertime. A lot of outside factors. Alcohol is a factor. Economic income.
Yeah, somebody lost their job.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors.
A lot of factors that bump frustration, aren't there?
That come into play.
Do you see any change of the amount of? I probably not. Probably not too much change from the last 15 years that you've been doing it. I'm assuming that.
It's about
domestic violence stays about the same because I mean people don't change very much, do they?
Yeah. Well, like I said, you have some that I hate to use the word, but are regulars.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say it's pretty consistent. You know, you kind of got the double edged sword. You keep arresting somebody, they'll quit calling, but that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
You know, they still call, which is we encourage the call because if we can intervene and get somebody help that needs help, if that's the way. That's going, that's what we want to do. We're not out to get everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we're out to help people.
Right.
And protect people.
Do you have, we just got through the holiday season. Do you tend to get a few more of these kind of calls during a family atmosphere or this kind of thing, as opposed to now when everybody's already separated and they aren't coming back together for a little bit?
Yeah, it's about the same. We were joking last time, and it was a pure joke that, you know, it's not Christmas until the cops are called.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're joking on that.
Yeah.
But, yes, you get family in a house, like I said, then you get the alcohol, if that's the case. That gets tempers flying. You just never know what you're going to get. That's the great thing about police work. You know, it's not a factory line where you're putting the same part in.
Yeah.
Just when you think you've seen everything,
yeah,
something makes you think, and you're like, well, I've never seen that before.
Is that right?
That's true. That's the absolute truth.
Wow.
To this day, I still see things that I never would think
of. I was going
to
say, you've been doing this almost 20 years we're talking now. There must be – you. How often do you see something new?
Weekly.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just – not just on – the regular crimes, but this whole social media thing, you know, kids texting threats at school.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, we unfortunately, we've had two of those in 1 week.
Oh, you've had two of those?
Yeah, we had another one.
I didn't hear about the second one.
One was kind of directed towards the school, one was directed towards the student.
Oh, is that right?
So.
That's the one we didn't hear about?
Yeah, and, you know, technology changes so fast, whether it be Skype, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook. There's so much stuff out there that probably we don't even know about yet.
Well, that's the thing that you have to. That's the thing that you guys have to become expert on, isn't it? Because I mean, we have one today. There's a fella going to the pokey for the big house for grooming. Explain what that is to me. Until I heard that verb used as something illegal. Probably within the last year or two, I just thought grooming was combing my hair,
right?
Shaving.
Basically, it's a communication with an underage person with the ultimate desire to meet them for a sexual act.
Uh-huh.
You know, starts out, hey, you know, you're pretty. You need somebody to talk to, which leads to let's meet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's. It's out there.
Is that on Facebook all the time, or are there? It's probably on just about every social network you'd want to go on, and you'll find somebody trying to take advantage of something.
Oh yeah.
Do the folks use that Yik Yak anymore, or something like that? Or
what? I get on every once in a while just to see. I haven't heard much about it.
No kid.
Yeah. Actually, I haven't been on a long time. Just rarely, I'll just kind of thumb through and see. But yes, it is used.
No kidding. As a
That's old news. Something new's come along now.
How do you, as a police department, how do you guys investigate those kind of things? I don't want to tell any secrets or anything like that, but I mean, if you asked me to investigate somebody on Facebook, I'd say I have to get an ID on there first. I'm not on Facebook.
Sometimes we have that. I had one about 3 weeks ago that I'd never heard of, so we had to begin the process of what is this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same, you know. Was there a threat? Was it unwanted communication? So, I mean, you have your basis.
Yeah.
It's just a different platform.
It's just a different...
Yeah.
It's a different... Like, I mean, you probably have to pay attention, especially with paying attention to the school stuff. You probably have to pay attention to bullying and a little bit closer attention than you might be ever thought you'd have to.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you're just... I never would have thought of that. You know, back in the day, you know, we joke about it, but it was always meet you in the alley.
Yeah.
It took 2 weeks to get across town. What happened?
Yeah.
Where it takes 2 seconds now, which is good because you do have alert students that, you know, Mr. Principal, I see this. And that will alert us to something that's going on faster than word of mouth. Plus the word of mouth, you know, that story gets twisted by about the third person. Somebody won $1 million.
Does it happen all the time, you think, though, that or what percentage of the time do you think a student would take pictures and like show them to principals? I guess my point is, we saw some pretty good fights back in the day before the days of cell phones and telephone cameras. I saw some great fights.
I would say, and
became kind of an aficionado of you know, and they're wrong.
Right.
I was in Mr. Wright. God bless Mr. Wright. No longer with us. Died within. He was your teacher too, right?
No, he was. I had him as a sub teacher.
Oh, okay.
But I was aware of him.
yeah, he had the, he had his classroom right there on the bottom floor. Mm-hmm. I saw two fights from his classroom across on the parking lot in high school that were a couple of the best fights I ever saw. They were, well, until more people showed up.
Right. And blocked your view.
And blocked my view. But I sure as heck wasn't telling Mr. Wright, hey, there's a fight going on over there. If he can see it on his own, that's fine. Do kids, well, how often are kids, like, I don't know if informing is the right word. How often are kids letting other folks know that, hey, you know, something's going on here?
Right? I would like to think all the time. Especially, I mean,
yes. You would like to think that.
You know, the major ones that we've seen.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say
50%?
I would say 20%? Less than that gets reported.
Do you think so?
Just a hypothetical. I don't know. We have had some, hey, the school calls and say, hey, we're here and there's going to be a fight at the park.
Yeah.
You know, between these two people.
Yeah.
It gives us a heads up, but we don't get those very often. Uh-huh. Like I said, these major ones, the Yik Yak from last year, the two we've had this year, students stepped up and said, this is what's going on.
This is what's going on. You might keep an eye on this.
And time I'm notified, they already have the student in the office.
Is that right?
Which is a great thing.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, you see, yeah, they're informing the school. The school is doing the work as well. Right. Online, they probably have, well, I don't know who would have more access, but the school would have more knowledge of what the kids are doing.
The great thing is they pretty much swing into action by one person going this way and one person calling us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, hey, we got this going on. We have them in the office now. Okay, we're on our way.
All right.
You know, so, like, last one was, like, right at the end of school. Uh-huh. All the kids were dismissed, so everything was safe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That makes it easier on you guys.
Yes.
I've got Keith Cocklesure here. He's the chief of police here in Fairfield. I'm going to tell you about another one. Another great fight. Probably off the air.
the names will be left.
It was a great, great fight. And if somebody would have shown, if somebody would have taken pictures of that and shown the, and broke that thing up, it would have been a real shame to all mankind.
Well, there's actually laws in place on that if you video a fight and put on social media.
Is that bad?
That's bad.
What? Come on!
You get back to that bullying and all that
stuff.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, well, I guess.
Cyber, that's that good stuff.
I'm so glad I'm not in high school anymore. I got Keith Cocklesure here. We're talking about all kinds of different things. He's the chief of police here in Fairfield. We'll be back and talk a little bit more. We've got some other stuff, some scams going around that we want to make sure that you folks are aware of. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunsets in the Coyote Basin the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer. Dog as well, but the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune, and the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat shot a ride. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke through a century note and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out. There was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. If that cat could talk, what
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390, WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is the Fairfield City Police Chief Keith Trooper. That's the word I was looking for. She's a trooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to call me Trooper Caucasian.
No, I'm not calling
that's somebody else.
That's, yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't had troopers in here in a long time. Joined here by Keith Cocklaser. He's the Fairfield City Police Chief. And we've been talking about a variety of things. Tell me a little bit about, you've got a new scam in town, huh?
My assistant chief informed me this morning something I could talk about. I'm not familiar with this completely, but I guess people are receiving phone calls, and the first question when they pick up the phone is, am I speaking to the head of the household?
Okay, well, now that's understandable.
And we just had a gentleman in here said that, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Something to get the response of yes.
Okay.
Is basically what I'm
gathering. That really? Okay.
And then they start their spiel.
Is that a computerized call or do you know?
He didn't say.
Okay.
And then they start their spiel and then later on they'll replay that yes from a recording and try to convince you that you've given consent for something.
Really?
Like you're on the obligation for something.
Let's repeat that.
So that's a new one I've never heard of yet.
Let's repeat that. That bears repeating. That's an interesting news. Yeah. That's an interesting new
spin on it.
Yeah. Tell me that again. Okay, somebody calls.
Basically, the first question they ask, whatever it may be, they're looking for a yes response. Like I said, the example I gave was my speaking to the head of the household.
Somebody says yes.
And then somehow they capture that yes.
They record it.
Yep, and then they'll continue on their little spiel, whatever their advertisement is. And then later on, they'll replay your voice saying, you do realize you gave consent to this, and you're obligated.
You gave consent for us to
withdraw your money
use your funds. Woo!
Yeah, so be careful of that one. We recommend if caller ID is on every phone now.
Yeah.
If you don't know the number, don't pick it up. They can leave a message.
That's right.
And just be safe because they're thinking of new stuff every day. They're in a room overseas with nothing else better to do.
Well, they say now that is a terrifically tricky one to me because you always answer yes or can you hear me? Can you hear me talking to you? Yes. Oh, I think I've answered that to somebody.
Yeah, I've never heard of that spiel, but you know, usually, like you said, you can usually tell picking up if it's computer. You have the
hello,
and there's
break.
A pause.
Yeah.
All right, just hang that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I look at that caller ID more and more every day.
Do you get? When's the last time you had some scams in the community? You probably get advised of these from time to time.
Yeah, from time to time. I haven't seen one yet this year in January. Knock on wood. I know they're out there. I encourage people to let us know. Like this one here, it'd be a good one to get out in front of people. Just so they know.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a ton of sense because I would, yeah. So what if somebody calls and I am the head of that? Well, okay, sure. Yeah, I'm the head of the household.
Strike one. I would like to say that I am.
I'd like to say that that's occasionally true.
Depends.
or if somebody's asking me, can I hear them now? And it, I guess just hang up or something? Or, I mean, if somebody you think you might want to talk to.
Yeah. I would always err on the side of caution.
I'm not sure. Can you say something again?
Yeah. Depends.
Depends.
Conditional yes.
Yeah.
What are you selling?
Yeah. That's exactly right. Do you know who I am or something?
Who are you?
Yeah. Because they're calling you. They ought to at least have an idea who you are. I mean, if it's a computer call, they won't.
Yeah.
They're just calling a number.
Yeah. Usually the auto dial. And that delay is somebody picked up, therefore they pick it up.
Right.
So, and if you think about it, like I said, they're overseas in a room, probably a group of them. If they get one person out of a 200 phone call and they get $500 from that person, it's a pretty good day.
Yeah.
It's more than I make.
Yeah, that'll work.
So.
That'll work. You reminded me, I just got a, I'd like to, I'll see if I can't find it. I had a, I was going to ask you about this, I had a, like a scam email. How much do you get called in on scam emails much at all, or is it just mainly phone calls and that kind of thing?
Oh, I passed 3 years. I'm gonna say maybe three on maybe we had a couple social media scams.
I think the last time you were here, you were telling me about somebody who got scammed right before Christmas, right?
Well, it was been a couple years, 3 years ago, but it was a Facebook stock scam.
Oh, really? How'd that work?
basically, they convinced her, and she wired her retirement fund to them, and yeah. So, and we've actually, be careful on your emails. It actually happened at our department once. An officer clicked on, here's your UPS label. And, you know, we order stuff every day.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, and that downloaded that crypto locker virus.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Now you're seeing the invoice.
Yes.
People are saying, well, you got an invoice attached or something like that, and you click on that, and that's just, yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, and like I said, it's innocent. They disguise this stuff so well. You just got to be careful.
I think I found it. Let's see. Dear sir, here's my email. Tell me if I should follow this or not, Keith. How about this? I am a senior audit manager of a reputable financial organization in the Central European region. So already you're telling me to hang up or clear this out?
Well, a normal person, yes, but I am talking to Lord Dickey.
You've got too good a memory.
So
there exists excess funds in my firm due to an unclaimed deposit funds belonging to a late investor who was our client customer. My routine annually audit exercise has revealed.
Okay, now you can hang up. Even in your position, you can end that one.
The aforementioned deceased client did not leave a will nor an apparent heir in our records or database to administer his estates until his demise. If you are interested, you and I are working together, and I can secure funds for us to split on a mutually agreeable percentage. Instead of us allowing the bank to declare the funds as unclaimed bills to be pushed onto the government coffers to be shared among our very greedy politicians. See now they're helping.
But he's reputable.
This guy's reputable.
Yeah.
This is especially possible as there exists a high degree of correlation as well as prima facie evidence in your personal data information as well as that of our deceased customer, the exact reason I have contacted you about this offer/transaction.
Now we're going with the big words.
That's exactly right. You may contact me for more detailed information with the below email, which is my contact email, if you find interest and want to reach out to me for more detailed information. There you go. So what do you say I should do here?
I would not reach out to that.
You don't suggest, huh?
I don't suggest that.
Yeah.
No, I cannot make you. But I'd suggest not responding and just file that one away.
That seems like it would be okay. The thing is, I should have deleted that to start with.
But since being over there in your status.
No.
No, you're better than that.
No. I left it on so I could talk to you about it during the show.
Comical value.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Folks just have to keep an eye open. Yeah. You never know when somebody's going to try to scam them like that.
And common sense, nobody's going to go behind a firm and split money.
No.
They're going to take all themselves if they can.
Last time you were here, we were talking about folks leaving their vehicles unlocked or garages unlocked. Had a good Christmas, huh?
Had a pretty good Christmas. Not too many calls.
Not too many calls for that kind of thing.
Yep.
Well, see, now that's great.
That's a good year.
It's due to us, isn't it?
Yes. Every time. So we'll say it again. Continue to lock your vehicles and your house.
Exactly right. Continue to lock your vehicles. I got to tell you, Chief, I'm getting in the habit of doing that.
It's good.
It's very difficult.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's very difficult for me. I've never done it in my entire life. I got to admit, I left my cars unlocked at the Champagne.
You worked hard for that owner's manual that disappeared.
I searched my yard. I found that owner's manual.
Yep. Worked hard to get that.
That's exactly right.
So protect it.
But yeah. Well, you see, all those people have moved. my scumbag neighbors are no longer there anymore.
You got me speechless on that.
Yeah, I do have you speechless, yes. Don't I? Well, Keith, I appreciate you coming on the show today. What else is new that we need to talk about? What else is going on? You got the February coming up.
Stay warm. I'm sure we're not done with winter yet.
Yeah.
I will.
You get calls from folks when they're, do you have, I know that the hospital is a place where folks can go to warm up or at least cool off.
Yeah. Like I said, some churches are open during the day.
Yeah.
You always come, police department, we'll warm you up.
There you go. How's the new parking lot? Y'all done?
Oh, outstanding. Still work on the drop box side of it, but we got lit. We got people at the front door. We're a lot closer than we used to be.
Well, that's great. That's great. Good. Keep up the good work, okay?
I reach out to Carly. Unfortunately, she's at home sick today. So.
Oh, Carly.
I told her she could listen to me.
Carly, get to feeling better. That's right. I was going to ask. I was going to ask you how the kids are doing, but you already told me about Robert.
Yep.
Carly, get to feeling better. We hope you feel better real soon. Thanks for coming on, Keith.
No problem.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Have a great day.